Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Listen, we stuff this podcast with ads like Jonathan Sullivan used to stuff his face with hot dogs during the pregame for Saints games. If you don't like the ads, sign up and become a patron today. Patrons get access to this podcast ad-free. No ads ever. And they get the Booze Bundle welcome box, 4 swag items, amazing, and a Saints player card, and you get access to the Discord channel. Why wouldn't you do it? It's 10 bucks. You're practically making money. So do it today. Go to saintshappyhour.com and sign up to become a patron. That's saintshappyhour.com.
This is Sean Payton, head coach of the New Orleans Saints. What's with this Saints happy cast? This has to be the worst Saints podcast in the world. Ralph can't say anyone's name right. Andrew doesn't know football. Everyone has a hard time listening to Dave. And is Kevin even there tonight? The audio with this podcast, my God, the audio, it's painful.
All right, everybody, welcome to Saints Happy Hour Podcast. The Saints should have had a preseason game where they beat the pants off the Rams because McVay doesn't believe in playing any players worth a damn. The Saints should have won like 35-3. We should be irrationally excited about players like Emmanuel Butler and Zach Bond, but instead, the coronavirus ruined all of that. I didn't know how much I missed preseason football until I didn't have it.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, here's the
classic Ralph lead in right there.
Yeah, or are we supposed to?
Is that a question, or do you want to just react?
I should do the lead in professionally and be like, search Saints Happy Hour Podcast wherever you get your podcast. Give us 5 stars. Find us on YouTube. Find us on Facebook. Find us on Twitter. Find us on Instagram. But I can't because I'm not a professional.
So you should still do all of those things.
Saints Happy Hour Podcast. People know how to do it.
And the phone number. And now we got a phone number too.
We'll get to the hotline in a minute. Okay. We gotta save.
Well, I want to thank Jeff Benko,
loyal listener
for sending us the goodie bag of beers. Sent it to all three of us, right? Maybe even Kevin too. I am drinking his homebrew. It's a stout, very delicious, a chocolate vanilla stout that he made himself. Good job, man! You got some skills. Appreciate the goodies.
Jeff, I'm going to tell you this. I drank it last night when the Astros were holding a 2-1 lead against the Mariners, and I don't know if it was your stout that made the bullpen suddenly good, but I'm going to need like 3 more cases of it because I'll drink it every time the Astros bullpen needs to hold a lead. Listen, everybody knows my taste in beer is trash. I drink Bud Light Lime. I like flavored beers. So the highest compliment I can give it is I don't know if it was supposed to have more carbonation or whatever. All I can say is it smelled amazing. And for me to drink a stout and actually finish it and think, that's pretty good. That's the highest compliment I think I can give you for having a stout.
It so is Jeff, good.
It was well done. We appreciate
it. They're very chocolatey.
If any of our listeners have any other hobbies and they want to send us
free stuff,
free stuff from their hobby, feel free to do so.
Yeah. So back to the preseason games.
I was going to say something. I mean, it's disappointing. You know, we don't go to any of the preseason. Me, you, Andrew, none of us. We don't actually go to the preseason games. But we love to watch them.
That's not true.
You go to the preseason games?
Okay. I do.
Okay.
I happen to be normally in New Orleans in August during a preseason game. I always take my son to those because it's like,
right,
you know,
right,
yeah.
right.
I'm trying to think the last preseason Saints game
on an earlier podcast. I mean, the worst part about not getting to see preseason football is not getting to see Jameis Winston. And I know this will be a good segue into what you want to talk about next. But I mean, like, seriously, I really wanted to see what he was made of. He's got the LASIK. I've been a Jameis Winston supporter since the Saints have signed him. You know, I've been all about his a turnaround season for Jameis. He's got the LASIK. He can see his receivers now. He can see where the DBs are. He's not going to throw all these interceptions. And by the way, you guys have read that book about that somebody wrote, like, defending Jameis Winston and providing many, many stats about why Jameis Winston was on a Hall of Fame
trajectory
his career. Have you seen that book? Have you read that book?
I barely read this at all, Dave.
I'm not reading
you
a book about Jameis Winston.
No, I didn't. Or is it a book?
It's a book. It's over 400 pages.
Oh my God.
I did not read it, but I know of its existence. It's over 400 pages. It's got over 850, statistical references.
Who wrote this book?
Let me look it up. I'll look.
Find
it up.
This. I want. What is this garbage you're talking about? This isn't legitimate.
It's got like forewords by NFL players.
Come on.
Name two of them. Dave is just drunk and making stuff up. Listen.
If you need 400 pages to explain why Jameis Winston might not be that bad, maybe he's pretty bad.
here's the thing that disappoints me.
Here it is.
Me.
It's called the Jameis Winston derangement syndrome.
He's deranged, all right.
No. Jameis isn't deranged. We, the people, are deranged. How media bias. I'm still reading the title. You interrupted me in the middle of the title. How media bias causes us to overlook the start of a Hall of Fame NFL career.
Is the author Warmus Jinston?
The author's name is Jameis One of One. So it's not even written under his real name.
It's just a bunch of Twitter threads, probably.
The author's name is a fanboy.
Oh my God!
Recount of the player name.
This is what happens when you don't have Saints preseason games in August. The top story on the Saints Happy Hour is a Jameis Winston straight to PDF novel.
Dave, you come here. You come into this podcast talking about this, and the author's name is Jameis, One of One.
Well, no, because he's obvious. Yeah.
How am I supposed to take this seriously?
If you read the description here, it says Jameis Winston is one of the most controversial quarterbacks to ever play in the NFL. The media spreads false narratives about him on a daily basis that lead even the most casual football fans to contract the disease known as Winston derangement syndrome. Nevertheless, Winston
that is f***ing stupid. Wake up.
Here's some bullet points.
How is 30 interceptions a narrative?
He was the youngest Pro Bowl quarterback in NFL history. He was the only quarterback
in
his career with back-to-back 4,000-yard passing season. He was the number two in NFL history in both career passing yards and passing touchdowns by age 25. The only QB other than Breeze to finish top five in QBR on
that
a losing
season. That is idiotic.
Top three in the entire NFL in many advanced metrics year in and year out.
He is a leader in many advanced statistics that I just made up. As sports keep coming back, so does your chance to bet on them with our exclusive wagering partner, betonline.ag. Major League Baseball will soon be in full swing, and there's no shortage of ways to get in on the action. BetOnline has all the odds, futures, and props for you to be in on. Also, tune in as Floyd Money Mayweather joins the BetOnline team in a new segment called The Ice is Right, where he talks about his expansive jewelry collection. He'll give you the chance to win some great prizes and bet on the cost of his bling. Visit betonline.ag today to check out all the odds and up-to-date sports news. Don't forget to sign up and take advantage of all the welcome back to sports bonuses. BetOnline, your online wagering experts.
The book is jam-packed with bullet point A, a mountain of statistics and advanced metrics, with nearly 900 citations. Personal accounts of Jameis Winston from grade school to the present.
Oh, I want the great – hey, somebody read that book and give us a a bullet point synopsis of all Jameis Winston's grade school highlights, I'll ship you a quad triple X Saints happy hour.
Well,
t-shirt.
And I mean, if his on the field stuff wasn't good enough, the book also includes piercing yet humorous exposés of various mainstream media members about Jameis.
No, so I mean, I can see how false narratives like a 28-42 record career or 30 interceptions thrown last year. I mean, that seems like a lot of, I don't know. You could point to that. And
Andrew's dad says the drawing, the drawing of Jameis's face on the book looks like a bad criminal mugshot.
Yeah. Yeah. The production value of the book looks a little janky.
Questionable.
But so, anyway,
how would we have heard of this book? The author is named Jameis One of One.
I heard about it on Pardon My Take. I listen to other sports podcasts. I heard about it on Pardon My Take.
Yeah.
They actually mentioned this book?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they love Jameis. They love Jameis Winston. Every Monday morning they would do a version of Take It Easy by the Eagles. but they would change. But it was always standing on a corner, Jameis Winston, Tampa, Florida. Such a fine sight to see. It's a pick six, my lord. I don't know, but they would always change the words.
So
it was
we're behind. We're taking material from them, from Jameis Winston, like they took Sean Payton's nipples from us, right? This is
a great one-star review of the book. I'm going to read this real quick. This book sheds an impeccable light on the woes and lows of the career of Jamarcus Winston. It fails to mention that he loves to eat things like W's and stolen Crab King legs and his controversial time as an Uber rider. The amount of turnovers he is responsible for should be highlighted more often in this book. He has been called Black Bobby Boucher, but the later rescinded that as offensive to Bobby. The most appalling missed highlight of Jamarcus Winston's career, I like that they keep calling him Jamarcus, was the fact that his timely benching in 2018 led to one of the hottest topics in the NFL at that time, Fitzmagic. However, Jamarcus Winston can be highlighted by the creative ways he has been able to lead the league in turnovers over his lackluster career. The author of this book must be a Miami Dolphin fan who writes books in anonymity as he is still being held captive at a mental health institute, and if not, should be admitted as his cellmate.
Here's the thing. If that person that wrote this book had somebody in his life that loved him, they would have told him this.
That is the worst idea I've ever heard in my life, Tom.
Yes. Yes, it's horrible, this idea.
I'm just saying, he obviously doesn't have anybody in his life that loves him. That aside, I mean, the thing is, we don't have a clue as to what goes on at Saints practice. All we get is, like, still shots. The Saints, I beg of you, Saints social media, live stream us practice. Get us video clips. You people are our lifeline to practice. You got to do a better job. Like, we need clips of Troutman and Bond and Jameis and Tamus and Taysom Hill. We need it all. And Tamus. It's not happening. It better get cranked up.
You were going to call him Tamus Hill.
I need to read two more one-liners.
Okay, do it.
One-star reviews on this book. this one says, "It sucks. My favorite part of the book was when Jameis ate the rest of JPP's fingers to show how serious he is about eating the W. That was one. And then the next one, it just says, please buy this book. It is a fantastic piece of fiction."
But that was a one-star review?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know how I transitioned from Jameis Winston's War and Peace fake autobiography stat nerd novel to actual Saints news, but Deontay Harris,
this guy puts who was the Ken Crawley Twitter stan?
Billy Bando.
Billy Bando.
He's like the Billy Bando for Jameis Winston. He puts Billy Bando to shame.
Oh yeah, he wrote a whole 400-page book.
I mean, that is
Billy Bando only gets 400 characters.
That's a Misery type fandom. That's Kathy Bates in Misery type fandom. That's maybe might be uncomfortable. He might love Jameis Winston so much. So
Ken
I don't know
Crawley,
how to transition. From...
currently on the Raiders roster, by the way, he's in camp with them.
Yeah. Hmm. Who I don't know how to transition from that to real Saints news, but they actually did have some news, Andrew.
What news?
Besides Jameis Winston throwing a 75-yard pass and telling a joke so funny that Jared Cook practically fell over laughing in the huddle. Deontay Harris is on the Rona list. Now, it doesn't mean he has the Rona, but it means...
No, he's off.
He's off.
He tweeted today that he's off of it. Yeah.
All right, so he's clean.
The false positive, I guess.
And then Tommy Stevens is at tight end, which we talked about Friday. It's going to be so hard to... I need the Saints to live stream this news. The only news we're going to get from the Saints, these practices, is going to be horrible news. It's going to be like the off season where we're like, the only news is bad news, where like, because a player got arrested. I fear that for training camp, Andrew. Like, we're not going to get to see it, so we're not going to get these
injuries.
Cool random plays. All it's going to be is bad news, Rona, injuries. Like, I am dreading the next 3 weeks. Is that?
Well, football sucks right now. I mean... No fans was announced. Preseason was canceled. We're not getting any tidbits on practice at all. It's the
well,
worst.
Where are we getting?
Where
did we get the Jameis Winston 75?
It's all Nick Underhill getting sourced information from like inside the building. He can't even see it with his own eyes. He's got to get it from his Saints sources.
Nick is wonderful. Gosh. We support him. But I'm just saying, support us. We give you a box of swag. $10. Do it.
Yeah,
you get a podcast
true.
Every day.
Unless Nick wants to order some swag from Campus Connection, in which case, then he could also.
I think we sent Nick a swag box.
We sent Nick a swag box.
He's a patron.
He complimented
my wife
on her beautiful handwriting on the box.
Oh yeah,
oh,
he did
wow.
comment on the penmanship. Wow. It's true.
Yeah. But. So
wait, what the heck was I going to say? What were
and by the way,
about?
We're going free until this podcast is going to be free until the Friday before the Saints opener against Tampa. So you can try it out. But patrons get.
You mean our daily show?
The daily show. You get it free until the Friday before the opener. But patrons get the swag box and they get the podcast ad free, which if you listen to the free version of the show, you know our guy Andrew from Armchair Media, he is killing it, and we are packing this thing with ads like Jonathan Sullivan packed his face in the pre-games before Saints games. So you get the podcast ad free if you sign up for $10 a month. So do it. But continue.
Yeah, because Ralph, ever since you I've always forgotten to mention about how I'll listen back to our podcast. And, you know, one of my favorite things is seeing in what crucial moment of our podcast did you decide to just interrupt with one of your fucking heads?
Oh, my God. Men, start taking notes because Manscaped accidents are finally a thing of the past. The Manscaped Lawnmower 3.0 has been beautifully designed to reduce those painful nicks and tugs. This is their third generation trimmer featuring advanced skin safe technology so you keep your bad boys nice and smooth. The Manscaped engineering team obsesses over technology developments to provide you the best tools for your grooming experience. And they spent 18 months perfecting the greatest ball hair trimmer ever created and just released the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0. When I tell you this is premium, I mean premium. The battery will last up to 90 minutes so you can take a longer shave. The water-resistant technology allows you to shave in the shower too. Oh, one of the coolest features is the LED light, which illuminates grooming areas for a closer and more precise trimming. And let's not forget about the charging stand. Show your mower off loud and proud because this intelligently designed stand is a convenient charging dock powered by USB. You need to try this out yourself. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code ARMCHAIR at manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you. Once again, get 20% off and free shipping with the code ARMCHAIR at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code ARMCHAIR. Your balls will thank you.
You just fucking I don't even know if you're even putting them in. I think you just
it's not strategic.
I think you just moved the slider somewhere.
That's
you
right.
Drops the audio
slider. And you just, this looks like a.
It's like, where am I? I'm going to drop it
right there. See?
11 minutes and 36 seconds, and that looks good. I'll put that right there.
That's right. That's what
Andrew will be like.
Scientific.
We'll be in the middle of like making a point. Honestly, if you were smart, you'd put one in right now.
Right now.
Yeah.
Boom.
I'm just saying.
And now we're back.
That's the thing. It drives people that love the show but are like on the fence about paying. It drives them over. They're like, oh, God, I can't take it. I'll sign up at $10. Get me my booze box and get me my ad-free podcast. It's scientific, Dave. But no, you're right. I just do the slider. I'm like, right there, done.
Andrew's just like in the middle of a fucking sentence and all of a sudden you're talking about fucking Manscaped.
Professional quality, this podcast.
Keeping us on our toes.
Holy shit.
But speaking of my failures, I was chatting with Ben, who is a patron, and we were going back and forth about Alvin Gentry getting fired, and I was like, maybe this proves that they shouldn't have fired Monty. And he went back and found all my old tweets where I just railed against Monty Williams. And I was like, well, I thought Monty was bad at the time, but he's coaching good with Phoenix. I've like changed my mind. Maybe they made a mistake with Monty. And like, it annoys me when people go back and pull my old tweets. But I was like, you know what? If you go back and find my worst Saints tweets, I'll give away free t-shirts. And that motivated people to find my fucking worst Saints takes of the last 8 years.
Let's hear it.
I mean, it's...
This is going to be... I wish you would have given me...
Spiller has never had a coach like Peyton. It's a fantastic fit.
Who?
CJ Spiller.
CJ Spiller.
I'm not arguing specific guys. I'm just probably saying 3 to 4 guys they pick aren't going to help much in the 2017 drafts because rookies don't make an impact in drafts.
Whoa. Woo! That was the year they had the offensive and defensive rookie of the year.
Woo! It's spicy. This one might be my favorite, but I got a couple more. The Saints defense might be a bag of poop on fire, but Gallette has proven to be very good and worth the extension that he got.
Oh. that's rough.
this one, I mean, it's bad, but like, this that's is like rough. 99% of Saints fans at the time, so I don't feel that bad. Reason I love the Bird signing is he isn't a one-year player. He has a long track record of success.
Oof.
Woo.
Wow.
I mean, those were...
That's rough, man.
That is rough. But I sent all those guys shirts from the old leftover from the live show we did last year at Tracy's. I had a bunch, so I sent those guys shirts. So I might do that for... Andrew, do you have
good
bad...
Good on you guys for finding the Ralph Twitter graveyard.
Those were great.
Andrew, do you have horrible Saints tweets living in plain sight that people could dig up?
Oh, I'm sure there's stuff on there. Yeah. If you can find if those same people or anyone else can find terrible tweets of mine that were just kind of like an old takes exposed kind of thing.
Yeah.
Definitely send them to us. We'll read them next episode.
I don't have
and give you a t-shirt.
I don't necessarily know if I've got any
I'll send you one of these.
Any tweets, but I always when the Saints drafted Jimmy Graham, I'm trying to look for it. I can't find it on Google. When the Saints drafted Jimmy Graham and, you know, I had to do, an immediate draft grade, I think I gave him like a C or a D or something. And, you know, 5 years later, people were still like linking that article on like NFL, like Saints forums and shit, like calling me an idiot.
I mean, some people, instead of doing tweets, people were just tweeting at me my Channel 4 column from when they lost to the Patriots and were 0-2 in 2017. I was like, this is the end of Sean Payton and Drew Brees. It's over. It's a wrap. And
I've said it on this show many times, but my biggest claim to fame was in 2006. I was furious that the Saints signed Drew Brees. I said, you know, his throwing shoulder's wrecked. It's a terrible signing, and the Saints should have traded down and drafted Matt Leinart.
Somebody, I forget it. It might be Todd Newberg or one of our patrons. Every year on the anniversary of Drew Brees signing, he does a text message from one of his friends, and it's just a giant rant about how fucking terrible Drew Brees is going to be for the Saints.
I found it here.
People think that I care about my bad takes. I just spit them out, and I don't like. It isn't like I'm a politician. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, I don't care that you go back and like chronicle my horrible takes. The only thing I will not stand for is if you're gonna take a horrible tweet of mine, do it in entirety. Don't like cut it off and like make it something else. Like, let it be horrible on its own merit. Don't try to like alter it and make
it. And
if
you're gonna trash Ralph's takes, just leave Wayne Martin out of it.
Yeah. I mean, that'll get you blocked. Like, if you alter my tweets and like cut them off, like then I'll block you, because I have horrible takes. They're horrible enough. You don't need to alter them and make them worse. They rate high enough horrible on their own. I'm just saying.
So what are you looking up, Dave?
Oh, here we go. From April 25th, 2010, so 10 years ago, I did, for Canal Street Chronicles, I did the draft grades for the 2010 draft class. So I gave Jimmy Graham a C+, because they didn't really need a tight end.
But he played basketball, but they got, Dave.
Yeah, but they got good value. I gave the Al Woods fourth round A-. Give him A- for that.
Hey, he's still in the league though, right?
I know.
I guess.
He's been okay.
He's not to
the Saints. Sean though. Canfield draft in the seventh round. I gave that a D, so I got that right.
Yeah.
You should have given it an F.
I gave Charles Brown a B+.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Charles Brown.
Turnstile Charlie Brown.
That's not good, Dave.
Oh my goodness.
There's no comment on this article. How is that possible?
Yeah. See, Dave, that's harder work for people to do, to go through Canal Street Chronicle and Final Tape. For Twitter, you can just like search keywords and all.
But Dave, you weren't even like watching tape. You just made shit up. Right?
That's the best way to be. I approve of that. I approve of that 100%, Andrew. We can't all watch tape and break down every play that a player does.
Well, I wouldn't say
some
I'm
of us just
have
up, to make it
I
up
mean,
as
I
we
would,
go along.
I would read. I mean, I wouldn't say I would make it up, but I mean, I would read multiple sources
I make it
and
up.
Put it all together.
No, you did not read multiple sources.
Yeah, sure.
How many poor souls were reading that, Dave, in 2010? We're reading Canal Street Chronicles being like, Dave Cariello, this guy knows what he's talking about. He said B+ on Charles Brown, and you got them all excited, and they were really hopeful that Charles Brown would be a great NFL player. Yeah. You let them down.
Here's a little secret about me, people, that I'll let you in on. I don't care if the take is going to stand the test of time on Twitter. All I care about is it a good Twitter joke fun in that moment? If that's true, I don't care. And in like 90 minutes, it's wrong. Like, all I care about is the joke is number 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 on my priority list. All right.
We understand. We know. We know. We know.
All right, wait, I'm back, but to answer Andrew's question, I think there were like two or three people that were reading that. There was Stu, there was Hans.
Hans, yeah.
And there was like Mountain Exile or whatever. Right.
I remember Mountain Exile.
So
yeah, those were the days. Those were the days when I was banging.
How? Not only when we talk about preseason, Andrew, like we're not going to – like preseason, we know that it's kind of worthless because teams can be 0-4 and look terrible, especially good teams like the Saints. They even if we had preseason, they wouldn't really care about doing too much and playing the starters. But I feel this year, no games, no seeing practice, like how bad is the quality going to be in week 1 for the games, because these teams are not going to get to practice. And to think that NFL teams can get ready without practicing seems kind of arrogant for us fans. I just think week one is going to be a slop fest. I'm going to watch it, and I'm going to love it, and I'm going to gamble on it. Don't get me wrong. But is it going to be terrible football to watch?
I think so. I think there's going to be tons of false starts. It's part of it's going to be how is it officiated? You know, if the refs are keeping it tight on pass interference and holding, it could be a flag fest. So I'm pretty concerned. I think the quality, and that's not even thinking about the star players that might be missing, where teams are forced to play guys they don't really want to play. So I'm not even going down that path. I'm just saying the lack of preparation for the guys that would normally play if they didn't have COVID. I mean, look, I will take football in any form, so it's fine. And I promise I am here right now telling you that I will not complain when I see this horrible quality of football, because at least it'll be on my TV.
Well, I'm going to double down on that. What happens if a whole bunch of officials get COVID and they've got to replace them with
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Inferior officials. Then you've
I read that a couple already have opted out.
Then you've got bad officiating for bad players.
Here's the thing. Dave.
Games are going to be 6 hours.
No, Dave, though. That's a serious issue, because here's the thing. When they had replacement refs and it was terrible and the refs were screwing up all over the place, at least the replacement refs, it was league-wide, right? Everybody had them because the refs were on strike, and so nobody had quality refs. If you have a bunch of refs get the Rona and you have 3 or 4 games or 5 of the 16 games that are replacement level refs, that to me, Andrew, is almost as unfair or possibly worse than your players missing, because at least if your players are missing, you're like, I got to figure it out and we got to deal with it. But to lose a game because you know you had subpar referees and 12 other games didn't, that is going to be hard to stomach.
I can't imagine losing a game because of subpar refereeing. But at least in the NFC,
worse than missing a Super Bowl. I mean, seriously, how could it get any worse?
But here's the thing, Andrew. At least with that, you knew that guy was an NFL veteran. He didn't cost you a playoff spot because the line judge was refereeing high school football Friday went from straight to high school to the NFL on Sunday because eight refs got the Rona.
It doesn't help me sleep any better at night, Ralph, thinking about that Rams game. Look, let's just hope for the best, man. You know, I'm going to be there. I'm going to watch the games. I know it's not going to be perfect, and I'm just going to be glad when there's football, because
they're having
I've missed football.
Don't any of you people.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, like, I'm not going to complain. Like, I mean, no, that's not true. I will definitely complain if the Saints get hosed on a terrible call, but I accept that that's part of the deal.
I
will take football in whatever form it comes to me.
They're having football. Get signed up for this podcast so you can get in the Discord channel and make fun of me. Do it. Okay, now we got to get to the most important news item of the week. I was alerted to this by a Twitter follower that the Saints Happy Hour.
Is there a new album that we didn't know about that came out in the 80s? Please tell me there's a new Morton Anderson album.
Well, that was one of them, but no, it's better than that. It's Mims on Twitter. He alerted me that the Washington Post did a feature article on Cameo. And guess who Saints Happy Hour? They said, the only thing I didn't like is they said we paid Sean Payton to insult us. We invested in Sean Payton to insult us. That I didn't like. But I got to say, a top five achievement of this podcast ever, Dave, to be in the Washington Post?
We've certainly outdone ourselves. I could definitely tell you that much. The initial reaction, we were like, well, what the fuck? Like, how the hell did this guy find us? So obviously we were very curious about that. So, you know, No Lemonade told us on Twitter, he happens to be a buddy of his. And then I emailed the writer and he got back to us, and he's a New Orleans guy and
Travis M. Andrews,
yeah, Jesuit guy, and an occasional listener of our podcast. So
yeah, so I mean, Andrew, just take another victory lap, because the Peyton cameo was totally your idea. If you knew we were going to get this much fun and publicity out of it, how much would you have paid for it? We paid $500, but how, knowing what you know now, how much is it worth?
$2,000.
By the way, I sent No Lemonade and I sent Travis. I sent them some swag because they deserved it. I was incredibly excited. The only thing that made me a little sad is the Washington Post didn't retweet the actual Sean Payton cameo. To let the people see that he's such a great actor, and he delivered it with perfection.
Chef's kiss.
So the other just important Saints news that we need to discuss is Project Power was on Netflix, and it's Jamie Foxx and Joseph Gordon-Levitt. They're in a movie. It's about New Orleans. It's about this drug that makes people into superheroes. And Gordon Levitt, he wears a Steve Gleason jersey throughout the whole movie, and it's clearly the best performance in a movie of someone wearing a Saints jersey since Charlton Heston in The Number One in the 60s.
Right.
But this movie, it is pretty freaking awful. Like, they spent all the money on Jamie Foxx and all the money on the special effects and didn't get any actor worth a damn to play the villain. Like, this, the villain in this movie is like the dollar store version of Will Arnett. I made it to the end of this movie, Dave, and I gave it 4.5 Florida Lees out of 10. But it's I was going to give it 5, but then they had the stupid Cajun style DJ at the very end, so I knocked off a half of Florida Lee. It's pretty bad, but I did like the Gleason jersey.
Are you a Siskel or Ebert? Which one are you?
I'm like Siskel, but I have hair, but only one good arm.
I thought it was a crazy movie. It took me a little while to like get into it. You know, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, the accent, the attempt at the New Orleans accent, that was a miss. I think that was a miss.
That was a miss.
I feel like nobody has ever done a good New. Nobody can do a good New Orleans accent.
Have you ever heard Scott Bakula's and NCIS New Orleans or whatever it is?
The gold standard is Kevin Costner.
Doesn't he like go in and out between the accent and no accent?
Yes. Yeah. It's just speak normal, you know?
It's just
I don't know. I think there's something. I don't think anybody has ever done it well. I think my favorite is Dennis Quaid in The Big Easy. But nobody's ever really done it authentically.
Well, because the thing is, a real New Orleans accent is a slower version of New Jersey Sopranos accent, and Hollywood doesn't like that because they think it'll confuse people, because people that aren't from New Orleans expect people from New Orleans to have the Southern accent, which they don't.
That's a good point.
You know, so the true New Orleans accent is the Sopranos, but just like 30% slower.
There are differences for sure, but I like that he's wearing a Gleason jersey, but I mean, I don't know, how old is he supposed to be? In his 30s? Like,
I don't know.
I thought the rule was you don't wear jerseys.
Yeah, we talked about this.
So, I mean, like, hey, how about like a No White Flags t-shirt or or just a Gleason 37 shirt or something like that?
Can an undercover cop can a detective just wear whatever they want? Like, that was a little weird.
He's undercover.
Yeah, I guess.
It was cool, though. I mean, I always watch anything that's filmed in New Orleans. It really doesn't matter what it is. I used to have a TiVo, and I used to have it programmed so that anything with New Orleans in the title or the description would get recorded. So it's always fun to watch things that are filmed in New Orleans, because you can always try and figure out where they are. And then it also – it's always weird, too, because it's hard for you to suspend your belief – and get into the movie if you're watching the movie and there's like a chase scene and they're on St. Charles and then all of a sudden they turn and they're like going over the Mississippi River Bridge or something like that. And then on the next turn, like they make a left and then they're in the fucking swamps or whatever. You know,
this like, movie did that at 2 at sea.
And it's like, you can't suspend your because you know that that's not possible, and it ruins the whole scene because you're like, well, this is fake. I know that this is fake now, and I can't enjoy this now.
And they had Jamie Foxx at the knockoff Popeyes. They couldn't have him at Popeyes. They had him at the fake chicken place. I would say for a Netflix movie, I've started and finished way worse. Is just what I'm gonna say. You know,
it's no Tiger King.
it's no Tiger King. It's better than The Irishman, though, because The Irishman is like 9 hours long.
Oh my God, yeah, that's too long. It was. I mean, I thought the cinematography was cool. I thought the scene toward the end where they're in where the girl is in the frozen thing and they're showing all the fighting going on outside, I thought that was kind of. They did like a circular pan around the whole room. I thought that was kind of cool.
It's true. So, you know, we got to get to questions, but there's one other thing that I want to talk about with regards to the NFL, and that is, Andrew, my lust and need for the Saints to make one more big move before the start of the season.
You won't let this go.
I won't let it go. I'm clinging to it. Jadeveon Clowney, my dreams are kind of dashed. They said that a team offered him $16 million and he said no. So I'm thinking he's not playing at all this year, right? Or he's going to sign like the first week. But if he's wanting, if he's turning down $16 million, like what does he want at August 16th? Like what does he think he's going to get?
I mean, obviously he wanted his money bag and it blew up in his face. But you have to wonder if he just doesn't want to play this year. You have to wonder, would he have been an opt-out guy, you know? I don't know what's going on with Clowney. The whole thing is surprising to me. I mean, at some point, but I guess, you know, the flip side of this is it could be that he's saying, yeah, you know what? If I'm going to play for less than I want and less than I deserve, then I'm not going through training camp. I'll show up week one. You can sign me the week before week one and I'm not going to training camp. I'm not, preseason's canceled anyway, so I'm not dealing with that. And I'll just, if you're going to lowball me and I'm going to have a contract that's not below my terms, then maybe I'll wait till week eight and sign with a playoff team and try, you know, maybe I'll wait till week 10 and see who's first in the standings and I'll sign with that team. So I don't know, man, it's anyone's guess. It's surprising he's not on an NFL team.
Yeah. For me, it has been a rough, rough summer personally, and I'm not giving up on firing this up and being irrationally excited, possibly shirtless on a YouTube live stream. I won't say so. I won't lie. Final piece of actual Saints news, and then we'll get to questions. Is Dave Nick Underhill the only source of Saints news? Apparently, Cesar Ruiz, Saints first round pick, he's playing at guard and center. Do we have a guess as to where we think he will end up playing week one?
I would say guard. I feel like they're okay at center right now. He can play guard, and then when needed, he could slide over.
Andrew,
I think they're gonna fast track Ruiz to at center. I think the plan all along is that they want McCoy as a right guard. You know, again, this is a reason to be a $10 patron. I wrote a whole thing about this. And if you go on in our list of posts, I detailed reasons why I think McCoy is better at guard and why Ruiz projects better as a center and everything from hand measurements to foot speed. That's all detailed in there.
I mean, I watched the tape. I mean, I've watched all their games.
What draft grade did you give Ruiz, Dave?
That was an A-. I thought
that was an
good.
A-. Okay.
Yeah, that was
so,
a good.
So the Saints are fucked, is what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. But no, I mean,
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
I watched all of his college games. Obviously, I watched all of McCoy's old footage from last season. I just think you're wrong, Andrew. I just think you're wrong.
Kevin? I thought Kevin wasn't here tonight.
I just going to have to disagree with you.
So, you know, we'll see. As sports keep coming back, so does your chance to bet on them with our exclusive wagering partner, betonline.ag. Major League Baseball will soon be in full swing, and there's no shortage of ways to get in on the action. BetOnline has all the odds, futures, and props for you to be in on. Also, tune in as Floyd Money Mayweather joins the BetOnline team in a new segment called The Ice is Right, where he talks about his expansive jewelry collection. He'll give you the chance to win some great prizes and bet on the cost of his bling. Visit betonline.ag today to check out all the odds and up-to-date sports news. Don't forget to sign up and take advantage of all the welcome back to sports bonuses. BetOnline, your online wagering experts. Final thing before we get to questions is we decided that we would create a Saints Happy Hour hotline to where people could call in.
Yes.
And you could give us your hottest takes, right? And you leave the voicemail. And
whatever you,
call
you want. Say whatever you want. You can make
say whatever you,
call
you want. Just keep it to you got to keep
really
it to,
drunk.
Oh
get
yeah.
Really drunk.
You got to keep it to 30 to 60 seconds though. Some of you didn't. One guy left like a 4.5 minute voicemail. Man, come on. You gotta keep it to 30 to 60 seconds. But call 210.
Was there anything good in it? Can you edit it out?
Yeah. We're
not in the voicemail editing business.
Yeah. So, but here's the thing. Call 210-595-0818. And give us your craziest Saints predictions. Leave a funny one. We'll play it for next week. But we got a couple funny ones this week. And, oh, by the way, if you're a patron, I will see your ID. If you ID yourself as a patron, you get preferential treatment on the hotline. So 210-595-0818. But this was one. He didn't leave his name, but he had a pretty crazy prediction regarding the Falcons that I thought was funny.
All right, my crazy 2020 New Orleans Saints prediction is that Shy Tuttle will top his antics against the Falcons next year, and he will de-pants Matt Ryan in the process of a sack, and the whole world will learn that Matt Ryan really wears a pink thong under his uniform.
Oh, deception! Oh, deception! Matt Ryan! Oh my God! Wie eine Puppe gibt er ihn in Stiffarm und er fliegt auf den Boden. Hör doch mal auf.
How do you say pink thong in German?
So he's predicting kind of like a Joe Burrow situation from last year.
Yeah. So, all right. So now it's
pink thong in German is.
Oh, he put this in Google Translate.
Yeah. Rosa Tanga.
Well, that sounds like Spanish. It sounds like something my wife would yell at me.
Tanga. So, yeah, it sounds Spanish. Yeah.
It does. So, all right. So now we got to get to the questions, and you know what that means. When it's mailbag time, it's.
There's the route.
It actually looks like both your arms work when you do that shuffle. Yeah, they both look normal there. Yeah.
Come closer. All right, so here's the first question, Andrew, from Manadula. Andrew, Teddy is taking out ex-Saints receiver. He broke Kirkwood, broke a bone catching a ball. Does this mean he's going to injure Tommy Lee Lewis next?
I saw that, yes. The Panthers just signed Tommy Lee Lewis. I guess further demonstrating that they are the Saints farm team. The Saints B squad, if you will. Who knows? Yeah, dude, it sucks for Kirkwood, though. So all jokes aside, that guy can't stay healthy. It's kind of too bad. I really had high hopes for him. I really thought at some point 2 years ago he was showing enough that he could be – the next promising UDFA Saints.
He made a huge fourth down catch in that Philadelphia playoff game. And
he did.
And I thought.
For a touchdown, didn't he?
Yeah, for a touchdown. So, I mean, I had hopes that he could be like a Brandon Coleman type third, fourth receiver, but didn't come to that. All right, Jed has a question. Dave, this is a good question. Which current Saint would be dumb enough to dress a woman from head to toe in Saints gear and try to sneak her into the Lowe's hotel? If you're not familiar with this, a Seattle Seahawks rookie defensive back tried to sneak his woman into the hotel, breaking the Rona protocols, and Seattle found out about it and cut him. So who on the Saints roster would be more than willing to risk that?
That's a good one. Who's?
I think the more interesting question, Dave, would be who is a Saints player good enough to do it and not get cut?
I think some of the veterans are doing things that you'd be surprised that they're doing. You know, I think Breeze does. You know, I remember that one time the night before a game, I saw Breeze at picking up sushi at Rock and Saki.
Yeah.
What's he doing out of the team hotel the night before a game? I mean, I don't know. I think these guys get to do. They get some freedom.
Not anymore.
No, well, not anymore, no, right. Definitely not. But that's a good. I don't know, Alex Anzalone. He just he's Italian. He just honestly, you know, the ladies they just come to him. He can't even help it. He doesn't even have to go looking for it. They just go to him.
Dave, you can't mention Anzalone. I can't play Take It to the Top and Anzalone at the same time.
Cut, Take It to the Top. He mentioned him. Come on. You got to deliver.
This is ridiculous. Oh, my God.
So now I got to
I like the beginning's better anyway.
Now I got to restart Take It to the Top. Andrew,
so that's my
does your bias, this is an actual question, this is good. Does your bias towards PSG supersede your red, white, and blue-blooded patriotic spirit when Tyler Adams grants the rest of the Leipzig squad U.S. citizenship in Champions League this week?
Yeah, I am a big USA soccer fan, but look, one American on a German club, it's not. I'm a PSG fan.
You were ridiculously excited about PSG this week.
If PSG was playing America, like the American national team, I would root for the American national team, maybe. But no, this is club soccer.
PSG.
I am ridiculously excited. They are in the semifinals and they have a winnable game. So yes, I follow soccer. PSG is my team. This is only the second time in their team history that they've been in the semifinals of Champions League. Last time they were in it was like 95 and they lost. So this could be their first final ever.
Dave.
The thing about PSG, like, I know the Saints have won Super Bowl. The thing is, their history in Champions League is quite similar to the Saints. A lot of heartbreaking losses, a lot of storied failure.
They gagged up a game. Was it last year where they were winning like 3-0, and the second leg they lost like 4-0?
That's happened to them twice.
Yeah. So for them to score 2 goals in the last like 6 minutes was pretty much like the most non-PSG thing ever.
It was the reverse. Yeah. I did like that they were playing Atalanta, the Italian team, and they're one letter off from being Atlanta. So
was it like 28-3? Was it the 28-3 version of soccer?
Kind of.
Yeah. So, Dave, what's your take on the Saints salary cap next offseason, and how do the Saints get under that cap? Look, the Saints are back where they belong on the throne of negative cap for 2021. They're like, what is it, $58 million over the projected cap? Dave, should we even give a shit about this? Do we have to worry about this?
No. I mean, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens with the cap. Like, you know, obviously every year it's kind of gone up like $10 million a year or whatever, and you know, that's probably not going to happen going into next season. But I don't know. I mean, everybody's going to be in the same boat. Like, you know, that's what I always say, is everybody's going to have the same salary cap. And oh my gosh, Andrew.
Typing, Jesus.
What?
Professional.
Oh, typing, sorry.
You know,
Fredo keeps asking me about PSG in the chat.
Well, here's the thing. Here's a good question.
I'm not worried.
From Jason. Would Drake get a TD from Drew Brees before Austin Carr? If you saw Drake running routes, he looked like a scared 8-year-old boy running away, not running a route. And Sean Payton just destroyed him and said stop worrying about running routes and focus on God's plan. Sean Payton is so fucking good at Twitter.
Yeah, Andrew, did you see that one from Payton?
Yeah, stick to God's plan or something
stick
like that.
Did
God's
you get a glimpse
plan,
of that? Did you see that on your Twitter feed, Andrew?
Yeah, I did.
Fire.
You did. You saw Sean Payton?
Oh. Well, no, I had to go to the podcast account to see it, actually.
That's right.
Actually, let me see. While we're talking about that, I should see if Connor's come through for me yet. Let's see if
you're unblocked.
See if I'm allowed to.
There's no way.
Good old coach.
You know how much effort Sean Payton has to go to unblock you? He's probably got 1,000 people blocked, man.
I don't know. He liked our tweet during the first round of the draft.
He did.
Saying.
He did.
You guys didn't talk about on the last podcast. You guys didn't talk about Payton's.
Still blocked.
Payton's advice on how to get mustard out of a suit.
Yeah, we didn't.
Did you guys hear that audio?
Yeah, we did. I thought about it.
That was great.
Talking to these, you know, he says don't wipe it, dab it. You know, you got to dab it. You got to blot. You got to blot it.
Sean Payton always coaching him up.
That's my coach. My coach, worry about your fucking meat.
I think we need to figure out how to get a press credential and get on that call and ask Sean Payton really ridiculous questions.
Yeah, it's never happening.
I mean, they got tons of people
don't
on there,
it.
Man. We're not legitimate, but we at least are as deserving as some. I'm just saying.
I didn't know what name you were gonna throw out there.
I didn't want to throw out a name and hurt somebody's feelings. Jeff Duncan. Okay. but we actually used the Jeff Duncan sound in the Friday show. We actually used the Payton sound from the question that Jeff asked. But anyway, guys, thanks for joining us. We don't have any preseason games, but let me tell you, just join the freaking podcast. Sign up so my
wife
can get you shipped your booze bundle. Sign up. Try us the rest of August for free. If you like it, get charged $10. Get your booze bundle. Get into the Discord channel. Get the podcast ad-free. We're the best freaking Saints podcast on Earth. We're the highest rated on Apple. We have the most downloads. We're number 3 in Malta. If you aren't a patron, you're missing out. That's all I'm going to say. So for Dave, for Andrew, for Kevin, who's MIA, I'm Ralph. Guys, thanks for joining us in the live stream. Until next time, the bar is closed.
Let's do the Ralph Shuffle.